My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I made my opinion known, and I think I share the opinion with the vast majority of Browns fans, if not all of them, that his presence is certainly going to be missed on our radio because it's not just a voice, it's a dear friend. And so we are praying for Jim, and we wish him, obviously, the very best. We're looking at this whole Aiyuk thing because I don't think it's been confirmed that the Browns ever gave the biggest deal, whatever. I'm not sure. Don't want to speak out of tune. Don't want to say much.
Just going by what Adam Schefter said.
Well, you're saying, did he say for a fact that they had offered the most?
I believe
he did. Or was it that they were willing to offer the most? And that this was in Aiyuk's, the ball was in Aiyuk's court. Is that what it was?
We don't know that the money, he has said that the offer has not changed from San Francisco, but we don't know that the money that San Francisco is inking him to, that is agreed upon, is more or less than what the Browns had offered.
Yeah. 216-474.
That's an unknown. There are no known knowns.
Let me get to the phones here. But let me get to the phones because I got something I got to get off my chest here about this because we've gone through this now 3 separate times. And by the 3rd time, I think we might need to learn a lesson. What that lesson is, I'll tell you here in a moment. Let me get to Derek in Cleveland. Hello, Derek.
Hello, fellas. Good morning.
Why didn't he want to be here, Derek?
He didn't. He wanted to. The man said out his mouth, Brandon Aiyuk, he wanted to play for Washington and Pittsburgh. Why that can't be the reason? Why Deshaun got to be the reason?
Answer the man, Danny. Answer the man, Danny.
I said, why did he not want to play in Cleveland? It's not wanting to play anywhere else. It's specifically not wanting to play in Cleveland. It's not about wanting to play in Pittsburgh more or wanting to play in Washington more. It's why did he not want to be in Cleveland?
Maybe the history of the Cleveland Browns. Why it got to be Deshaun? You know what? Cleveland had tornadoes. Let's blame that on Deshaun Watson.
There we go.
Everything.
I was, personally.
For a second, I thought he was going to make the case that Brandon and I didn't want to come here because of tornadoes, which that still would have been good, too. Derek, see, I don't want to blame Derek. I can't believe there are plenty of other quarterbacks. There are plenty of other quarterbacks that I would rather not play with if I were a wide receiver than Deshaun Watson. Now, there's other quarterbacks I'd rather play with.
Oh, no doubt.
All right, that's true. But I think I'd rather play for Deshaun Watson than Russell Wilson. Hand to God. Yeah. I'd rather play for you know what?
Justin Fields
is a hell of a talent, but I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson than Justin. What?
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather play for Mike Tomlin or Kevin Stefanski?
Well, you're putting me in a tough spot here.
Exactly.
Which one has most recently invited him to a benefit?
It's honestly, it used to be easy. I used to be able to say Mike Tomlin easy. Now I actually think it's a conversation.
Who do you think is going to be in their position longer, Mike Tomlin or Kevin Stefanski?
Kevin Stefanski.
I do too. I think it's real. I think there's a world in which this is Mike Tomlin's last year in Pittsburgh.
Well, I think we're living in that world right now. I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, I think that he's not getting fired. He will step away. That's part of the reason, Derek. Like Derek, 2 years ago, even last year, and thank you for the call, I would have said Mike Tomlin without even blinking. Now I have to take a step back because there's been a couple of things here and there. I'm going, man, is he holding on? What are we holding on for?
He's been there almost 2 decades.
Yes, and that takes a toll on a guy.
That is a lifetime in the NFL.
Guys will lose control or lose contact with some of the players that they have, and they might need a fresh start. It happens to a lot of coaches, even great ones. But I think with Kevin Stefanski going into year 5, I would have more faith that Kevin Stefanski and being able to keep that control of it than I would with the Pittsburgh Steelers. However, if something were to go belly up with both of those organizations and they were to both get rid of their coaches, because you're there for what the contract says, if they were both willing to get rid of those coaches, I would probably pick the Steelers to make the better decision.
Sure.
Still.
Yeah.
Just given the history. I mean, sorry, there's been 3 coaches in like 50 years that they've had over there. With us, it's been a lot.
I would say that means they're due for a stinker. They're due.
That's what I said about the Green Bay Packers and their quarterback situation. Then
yeah,
they took
that
Jordan
bothers
Love.
Me.
Steve in Doylestown, home of Chippewa. Hello, Steve. You're next up on the Fan.
Yo, guys. I don't know what's the worst take, Cunningham's take on Ayuk not coming to Cleveland or the other caller that's saying Stefanski's a horrible play caller. Come on.
They still live. They still say it, Steve.
Well,
they
Steve,
still
there's
do.
Only one thing to do. You got to power rank.
You can't tell me you'd rather play with Russell Wilson than Deshaun Watson. Come on. Horrible take.
Thank you.
I agree. That is not even my take.
How do you agree when he says you have a horrible take?
Because I haven't given the take. I've asked the question.
Well, what's that? Questions can be takes, Steve. Thank you for the call.
I'm asking the question if that's why. I've not said I think that's why.
Oh, listen to you changing the answers.
I'm not changing the answer. I never gave the answer. You never just asked me what my take was.
Was this show called Piper's Pit? Is that what we're doing all
yeah.
of a sudden? Stan in Cleveland. Yellow.
Good morning.
Hi, Stan.
So here's how I feel about Deshaun Watson as a fan. He allegedly did some gross stuff before he got here. He hasn't performed since he got here. He's been injured. He's overpaid. Do I want him as our quarterback? I sure don't. So do I think it's possible other players don't want to play with him? You betcha.
Would you rather play with him or Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
I would say instead of would I rather play with him or other quarterbacks, I would say I don't want to play with him, period.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean I think other quarterbacks are better. It's just him specifically. I mean, he hasn't been good since 2020, and he has just been hurt, and he's got a terrible injury that we don't know how he's going to come back from. And there's a lot of baggage there. Like,
well,
Stan,
do you not want to play with him specifically because of the baggage if you're a wide receiver? Is this an on-the-field thing?
Well, I think it's both, right? You can't separate one for the other, say this didn't happen or this didn't happen. But the facts are, like, Deshaun Watson's not, like, a likable guy as far as a fan base, and I can see other players feeling the same way. Look, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, but I'm not a fan of the Cleveland Browns quarterback,
well,
and
Stan,
I can't wait for him to be gone.
Well, Stan, I mean, that's your thing to say. I will tell you this, though. They live in a much different world than we do.
I don't,
players
you
don't
gotta,
care about
exactly.
Off-field
I don't think
the
players
other,
care
no.
about
guys
that
they
stuff.
Play with
no.
right,
no,
especially when money is involved in all of it.
I mean, if it gets to a certain level, I think they care. I think there are certain levels of off-field baggage that people will care about.
If the only thing they really care about is if it takes the talented player off the field,
sure,
that's what they care about. If you affect my money or my winning, that's what I care about.
Yes,
fans, you know, we hold our statement. There's as much as Stan's call can make people uncomfortable. There's definitely plenty of people who feel that way. But when it comes to the players, like if I'm Brandon Ayuk, if I'm Kenny Carmen, which this would never be in the real world, as a wide receiver, I need to play with a guy who's going to get me the ball and feed me, which is a hell of a word to use, and make sure I'm fed the entire way through. I would rather play with Deshaun Watson any day of the week than Russell Wilson
yes.
or Justin Fields.
Yes.
I'd rather play with Brock Purdy than play with Deshaun Watson if I were Brandon Ayuk. I don't know much about the situation over in Washington because I think they're building, but you're still up in the air about Jaden Daniels.
Right.
You don't know
what he's going to be.
I know that he's an LSU guy and they like each other and the whole deal, but I still don't know how far away that is. So there's a little bit of we don't know here with New England. Personally, I don't think very highly of Drake May, so I'd rather play with Deshaun Watson than Drake May. I don't think that thing's going anywhere. I'm going to be fair to Drake May, but I don't think that thing's going anywhere. You could say maybe Mac Brown got in the way of it, but we're not talking Tar Heel football over here, for crying out loud. So if you want me to power rank the quarterbacks that I'd want to play with, if I were Brandon Ayuk, you go right on ahead.
It's not that I want you to. You have.
Yeah.
At least I got my money. That's
right.
What I will have.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I think that's a good list.
I mean, guys, I like Justin Fields as much as the next guy, but the anticipatory throws that Greg Cosell talked about with him as a rookie or coming out in the draft, it's still the same thing.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's still back here.
It's bad.
216-474-0092. Let me point this out. I've been holding on to this for a while, and it takes some of the spice out of it because he signed his contract with the 49ers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure you really wanted Brandon Ayuk? Because let me explain this. Now, Stan just had a very strong opinion on Deshaun Watson. I'm sure my mentions on Twitter aren't very good, but I'm watching back North Dakota State, Colorado right now on my computer screen. And then I also have Buffalo Lafayette because of Tone. It hasn't worked out the way that anybody has imagined it yet. Nope. It hasn't been the worst thing in the world, but it's been far away from the best. We love big names. A lot of people had high hopes for Deshaun Watson. We have a lot of questions with Deshaun Watson. For Odell Beckham Jr., I set off fireworks in a cul-de-sac when we traded for Odell Beckham Jr., and he had a 1,000-yard season, and it still didn't work out the way we wanted it to.
Not even
close. In fact, it was a flat-out bomb.
Yeah.
What do these two guys have in common? Odell Beckham Jr., and this is legit, thought that things worked out like the NBA, and he thought that he was going to be able to be like Russell Westbrook and be traded here and then be traded again. He did not think at first he was going to have to play for the Browns.
Right.
On my kids, I can tell you guys that. Odell did not think when he first got traded to the Browns, he did not understand that you are playing for the Browns now.
Yes, that's how
he
this
thought
works in
he
this
could
league.
Keep moving on and be traded to the Browns, but the Browns would move him on for somebody else. On a hand of God. That's a story I've heard, but from four different sources on that.
Not how that goes.
So Odell,
that's incredible, though.
Odell didn't want to be here. Now, no, even the most ardent Deshaun fan cannot deny this. You were the first team out.
Mm-hmm.
You were number one at 10:30 in the morning on a Thursday. And then you were the team he picked for $230 million guarantee. You were not his first choice. So you cannot sit there and say that he wanted to be here all along.
Correct.
That's two.
Yes.
Brandon Ayuk, for anything we know, we just bickered about it for 30 minutes of whether or not he wanted to be here. It seems that he did not want, or excuse me, of why he didn't want to be here. Nobody is questioning that he didn't want to be here.
I think if That's he wanted three. To be here, he's here.
Do you really want guys who didn't necessarily want to be here to begin with? Did you really want to?
I hate to use the Mike Tomlin, you know, we want volunteers, not hostages.
Yeah.
But you do want guys that are going to come in and be happy in the situation they're in.
Like,
and I think there's a different level of not wanting to be here, but accepting it, sucking it up, and doing your best when you're there.
Well, there's guys
versus guys that are going to rock the boat. I don't know what Brandon Ayuk would have been here, but I wasn't crazy about it. I like Brandon Ayuk. I think from a football perspective, it's not an upgrade this year. They're not a better football team this year if they make this move. Now, they might be a better football team next year and the year after that if they make this move.
Think about this in terms of, like, Myles Garrett, when Myles Garrett said, like, he made that video, and it was tongue-in-cheek about Jerry Jones coming to get him before the draft, and because he's from Arlington and the whole thing, and we tried to poo-poo it, and it got a lot of people upset. He accepted that he was the number one overall pick. He accepted that he was going to be taken by the Cleveland Browns. Now, I'm not going to sit there and lie. I don't think that he grew up dreaming to be a member of the Cleveland Browns at some point, being a guy from Texas where I don't even know if he was even in the state of Ohio to begin with. Now, Miles obviously has a house in a suburb of Cleveland. Miles definitely makes his home here. Miles is a part owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers in some fashion. So, yes, he's definitely put his roots in the city of Cleveland. There may come a day, and we've warned this all to gone. Like, if this thing goes belly up, you might have to liquidate assets. Myles Garrett may have a pick someday where he wants to go. Hopefully that never happens. Hopefully he finishes his career with the Browns.
Right.
But if he were to have his pick, there's going to be cities that he wants to work with and cities he doesn't want to work with. And if we're talking about possible trade destinations, do you want guys who their first opinion is to not come here? Now, I'm not talking free agency. I'm talking trades. Because these guys were all technically three guys. Ayuk was never consummated. But those were all trades. Two out of two are telling me no. And the other one, maybe it's just for the best that we didn't get them. 216-474-0092. We'll get to more of you guys. And week one of college football started yesterday. Ryan Day's seat is already steaming hot. Ken Carmen, Danny, in for Tone on the Fan. What? Actually, you might, since you're a football coach at the high school level, you might have to do it. I can talk about it all I want because I'm only in the youth programs.
Right.
Programs.
Which makes it good.
Yeah, I'm only with the little tykes. And
it makes it ethical.
You can't be betting on little ones.
Sure. You've never seen a line for a Little League World Series game?
Which is sick. The whole well, I've told you about how I feel about the Little League World Series in general. Have I?
I don't think so. I don't think I'm familiar with that take.
I'm kind of weirded out by the whole thing. Just the whole deal of it. I'm sorry. It's the American dream, is it? A bunch of travel teams spending thousands of dollars.
See, crippling, my issue crippling with
pressure,
it is...
crippling pressure on 12-year-olds. The dads all think they're Bobby Cox and Cito Gaston and Terry Francona.
Some of them are 11.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are 11.
Some of them are 13.
And some of them are 27.
Son of
Daniel Monte was only 16 years old.
Okay, like he was the only one. Please. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and everybody, it's wonderful. Is it? Is it wonderful? Is it so wonderful? Playing baseball in the middle of January. Game. Playing baseball in the middle of January. Taking IQ tests. Having to do that. Huh? Making it a chore. Is that fun?
If you win.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's fun
and,
if you win.
And then gambling on it. Gambling on 12-year-olds.
I don't do
gambling
that.
Gambling on children.
I don't do that. That's I'm something saying we there do. Are people that do. I don't. But there are people that do.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there. Zach
maybe
Jackson,
people that
probably
work
think
at
I'm
station.
Missing a good time. Yeah, probably think I'm missing a good time. Wait.
We're not going to blow past that. No,
reckless
not.
Speculation.
I know why Zach showed up to Axel's football game last year. Oh, he's such a nice guy. Yeah, I know. I know why he was there.
Uh-huh. We all know, Zach. Yeah.
I don't think that concession stand serves another purpose. Right there at the window. I can't imagine what bets he was laying down. Anyway.
Think he got props? Prop bets?
For all we know, he probably does.
I hope so.
Because it's Zach. If you want to hit reckless speculation one more time and we can move on. Because I don't want to get nasty
reckless speculation.
Daryl Ryder, 8 o'clock. Before we get back to the Browns and Brandon Ayuk, because there's a lot of reaction coming in about whether or not it's a good idea to get guys who don't really want to be here. Ryan Day, is it championship or bust? College football started last night. In earnest, I know there was a week zero, but week one of college football started last night. I saw a great game between Colorado and North Dakota State. Other games were just basically blowouts with the exception of Minnesota and UNC. Lima had a great game, or at least it was fun. Buffalo took care of business, but I watched the Lima Buffalo Lafayette game earlier this morning. See, I think it's Michigan or bust. I think it's beat Michigan or bust. I don't think it's national championship or bust. I think it's harder than ever now to win a national championship because you got to play in a 12-game playoff. And so that's an easy thing to say. But with more games becomes more risk, becomes more chances for injury, more chances for attrition, more chances to wake up on the wrong side of the bed against better football teams. I think it's obviously very difficult to win a championship. Right. This is the ultimate gauntlet that any of these teams have went through. So I build it all up to... Hey, you got an 11-game whatever tune-up before you take on Michigan. I think it's beat Michigan or bust. I don't think it's win a national championship or bust. I think there's a difference.
Well, I think if he loses to Michigan, he's gone. He is not going to be able to survive that and keep his job if he loses that game on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. That is just not something that's going to happen. I do think it's national championship or bust as well. I don't know that he needs to win a national championship to save his job, per se, especially if he does beat Michigan. Like, say he beats Michigan, Ohio State goes undefeated, and they lose to Georgia in the national championship game. I don't think Ryan Day is getting fired. I also don't think that's a successful season, because I do not think that you can look at a program anywhere else in college football and say, that team has more talent than Ohio State. I do not think one of those exists. I think Ohio State is the most talented team in the country. So them not winning a national championship this year would be a failure.
I actually
now,
agree.
I don't know that he would be fired. I don't think he would be fired. But if they don't win a national championship, this is a wasted season for the Buckeyes.
So we had Bjork on, the new athletic director. I think he's different from Gene Smith. Obviously, he's a guy who is very aggressive with these sort of things. I think he's different in the sense of, you know, Gene Smith, I think that he was willing to accept losing to Michigan. I really do. I think that it was ugly, and he would say no and get mad about that, but secretly, I think that he's willing to accept losing to Michigan if it meant playing for the greater good. Like, if they had won a national championship the year they lost to Michigan and they just lost to Georgia, they would have beat the brakes off TCU.
Right.
So if they would have won a national championship, I think that he was justified. I think Ross Bjork's different. I think that if you go out and you lose to Michigan and then you don't win a national championship, I think that all things are possible. You know, Lima said these things because I said, for fans, because you are of the status of Ohio State, there's only a few schools that could actually do this, and Ohio State is blessed to be one of them. You could fire that coach still have the same type of recruiting, still have a line of coaches lining up for you because you're Ohio State. I don't think the same thing happens in the case of Nebraska when Tom Osborne retired. He didn't get fired. But when Nebraska went through basically a 30-year odyssey through the corn trying to find their next great coach to take them through. Miami, you know, when coaches get fired and then they are
Butch
out
Davis
there.
Left.
Yeah,
they've
when Butch Davis left, they have not
and
been the
I know,
same. I mean, Larry Coker was decent for a couple years, but
I mean, have you watched the 30 for 30 on them?
Of course.
And Larry Coker did absolutely nothing is what the guy said.
Exactly.
He was there to blow a whistle and let those guys play football. Those guys were all there because of Butch Davis.
So you have, I mean, you have a lot of programs that if they lose their coach, they're in a lot of trouble. I mean, people are trying to say that now. People are trying to say that about Alabama because they spent a long time between Gene Stallings and Nick Saban where they were just kind of out there.
Right.
Tennessee hasn't really always been the same since Phil Fulmer. We'll see what Josh Heupel does. But I can keep giving examples all day long.
Sure.
Ohio State's not one of those places. So you could get rid of Ryan Day and have a list of coaches that are at the very top of the heap that would come to you. So I can't tell you with a straight face, no, you can't fire Ryan Day. Before, I just didn't think they would have the pills to fire Ryan Day because I think that they would accept it. Now when you have a $20 million roster, according to Cardale Jones, I don't know the number, but it's definitely in the millions.
I think that has been...
At least in the teens of millions.
I think that's been reported a couple of places. I think that's a fair thing to say that is a very expensive roster. And I actually think Ryan Day has proved the point you just made that because moving on from Urban Meyer...
Yeah.
Was, I think, for a lot of Ohio State fans, a very scary thing going to a guy in Ryan Day that has never been a head coach before. And while he has not produced at the level that Ohio State fans want him to produce or that he should produce at, Ohio State has been very, very, very far away from being anything that resembles a dumpster fire. They've still been one of the best programs in college football. They just haven't won a national championship in 10 years.
My side theory is that Urban Meyer basically handpicked him because he knew that Ryan Day didn't take the rivalry as seriously as Urban Meyer did, and he knew he was being railroaded out of town, and he knew that they were going to listen to Urban Meyer, so he decided to give him somebody that they knew were going to do it as well as he did, and that they knew they'd be begging him to come back someday, but he's not going to come back.
Reckless speculation.
Tell me I'm wrong.
That's spicy.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I
can't.
I play the horns.
Urban Meyer's a football coach. He was on the station earlier this week. You're telling me football coaches aren't spiteful? Oh, wait. They're the most spiteful people in sports? Yeah. They're the most spiteful people in sports. Do they believe in their own egos? Does Urban Meyer have an ego? I don't know. Let me ask Urban Meyer. I bet Urban Meyer has a pretty damn big ego. It's not out of the realm of possibility to go, hey, Ryan Day's a really good football coach. I know this man very well. He don't take this rivalry as seriously as I do, and he don't know how to get these guys like I can get them. So good luck with that. And now here we are a few years later.
But don't worry, he won't lose to Purdue.
Either he won't lose to Purdue, and he won't get boat raced by Iowa. You can give him that. And he won't let Maryland get pretty close.
Yeah, that was.
Or that Navy game that they were talking about in the Sign Stealer documentary, which was very good, by the way.
I've not had time to watch it yet. I would like to this weekend.
I kind of felt bad for the guy.
How come?
Because he's a pariah at a place he clearly loves. He helped him win a national championship. And they filmed him in a car.
No,
he's staring at the stadium. He clearly loves Michigan football more than anything in the world. The guy went to the Naval Academy so he could someday be the head coach of the University of Michigan.
What does the Naval Academy have to do with that?
Because he looked up that 15 of the top 20 coaches ever were in the military. So he felt he needed to be a military officer. He went to Annapolis. He became a naval officer, then was in the Navy, slept in his car overnight to go to Michigan games, then to fly back. Also, he could be a football coach for the University of Michigan. I think the man probably has some imbalances that I'd rather not really get into because I don't know him really well.
Yeah.
And I can't hit reckless speculation for that. But if you're that obsessed... Maybe it's the best that you're a pariah, but I kind of felt bad that he's a pariah and they threw him right under the bus to make sure that Jim Harbaugh would be okay and it wouldn't mess up their national championship season, and he's so obsessed he's okay with it. That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Anyway, all this comes back to, I think Ryan Day is on the hot seat to beat Michigan. I don't think he's on the hot seat to win a national championship. It's not a successful season, you're right. A $20 million alleged roster, and you don't win a national championship, I totally agree with you, Danny. That's not a successful year. But to beat Michigan, that's what they paid for.
And
that's what the NIL is paying for.
I will say, if he has to win playoff games, like this team can't be just go a first round out.
But he can at least beat Michigan and resets everything.
Yes.
So you can go and beat Michigan and play in the Big Ten championship game and, for all we know, play Michigan again, because there you go.
They'll play Oregon. They'll play Oregon twice this year.
I would hope so. But either way, well, if they lose the first Oregon game, then I'm definitely picking them to win the second Oregon game.
Yeah, I would agree.
Anyway, to beat Michigan, I think that just resets everybody and recalibrates everybody. You got the rivalry back. Then off you go. It's hard to win national championships. They don't fall off of trees for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't expect a national championship every year. That's what loons do in a lot of places. You have to be realistic, at least you and I do. You can expect to compete for one every year.
Yeah, with and Ohio State's resources, yeah.
And they have done that technically. They just haven't beat their main opponent, and they need to beat their main rival. And that's what I think the money's going to. So that seat is hot just to beat Michigan. I don't think it's hot to win a national championship.
How often can you expect to win it if you're Ohio State? Can you expect to win it once every 10 years? Because it's been 10 years.
Yes.
And they've not met those expectations.
They're knocking on the door, yes. They should be.
But I agree. You can't expect it every year. Alabama can't expect it every year. Georgia, all of these programs that are upper echelon programs in college football, mm-hmm. you can't expect it every year. I think how often you can expect it is probably a little bit different. Every year.
Now with the playoff, because there were times. Now with the playoff, you're just going to make it every year, but you're going to run into things. There were times where you could pick and choose kind of how opponents would be, because teams would make it on their reputation. Arguably, Ohio State made it on their reputation the year they won the national championship and had to beat Wisconsin 59-0 and the whole thing. You can make it on Nick Saban's legacy, and then Nick Saban would pay it off because he's a hell of a coach and he could get guys motivated and they would get them to a national championship.
And they were pretty good.
And they were obviously a very talented football team. I think Kirby Smart, if they were to do it the old way, Georgia would figure it out that way, where they get in because of their legacy mm-hmm. and do it like that. But I think with Ohio State, you can do the same thing. Now, it's much harder. And because you have to go through so many more steps to win a national championship, I think that your expectation with the roster, with the NIL money, is to beat Michigan. Not necessarily, maybe to win a Big Ten championship, not necessarily to win a college football playoff national championship.
I think beating Michigan needs to be the bare minimum for them. With what the last 3 years have been, Ken, they've not beat Michigan in a game since 2019.
That's
a really long time for them.
I want to ask Daryl the question about whether or not it was a good idea to be talking about Brandon Ayuk in the first place. That coming up at 8. Coming up next, how can Danny's car keep getting broken into? That's what the gate is supposed to be for. Fix my life next on the fan. Gated community over there.
I do not live in a gated community. I have a gated parking lot. It is not a gated community.
I call it a gated community. Not just anybody can park there. Anybody can park on my cul-de-sac.
Part of the problem is at times the gate will break and the gate will be open and then anybody can park there, and that's a real problem.
What's your rent do then? Why isn't your rent taking care of that now?
It should be. And right now, so the most recent time my car got broken into, the gate was closed. This was 10 days ago at this point, and I still don't have a new window because they're so booked up trying to put in new car windows because this is happening all over the place. So I still don't have a new window. So my fiance and I are sharing one car at the moment because I don't want to keep my car with a...
Did you put the garbage bag over it?
I left it at my parents' house in the suburbs.
So this was downtown.
Is there a garbage bag over the windows, though?
It has just been sitting in my parents' garage. So
it's in the garage.
I haven't been driving it.
It's secured right now.
It's secured. That is a game.
How has this happened twice?
So the first time it happened, I don't even think someone tried to steal my car this time. I think somebody just wanted to break a window because they actually did not get into my car.
You got Latimer living in your building?
I don't know what happened.
Seat at the table.
Yeah.
Another car got broken into in my lot that same night. It was a different make, a different model. But this time when it happened, I didn't even realize it was the passenger window. And I didn't realize it because I don't look at the window when I get into my car. I open the door and I close the door and then glass falls down.
Oh, no.
So it was at like 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning. The glass falls and I'm like, oh, this is just awful. Now, the first time it happened, I believe it was kids trying to steal cars, which has been a trend on certain social media apps over the last couple of years. And they broke into my car and they ripped out under my steering wheel so they could try and start it. And then one of two things happened then. They either got caught or they realized this is a stick shift and we don't know how to drive stick shift. One of those two things happened. And I think that's the only reason my car didn't get stolen is that I drive a stick shift and they don't know how to drive stick shift.
You drive stick, huh?
I do, yeah.
Well, then they don't know the old pop the clutch trick anyway. I mean, come on.
Well, don't teach them on the air.
Yes, oh, please. Do, I don't kids. Want my car stolen.
Yeah. You get somebody to put it in neutral, then somebody bumps it, and you do it like a sprint car.
It's like hot laps.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Get that thing going.
Let's not talk about that. I want to keep my car. But
got to have a push vehicle.
The other part of this, too,
bring
is...
Bring a four-wheeler next time.
Now, I wake up like three times a night, and I go out, I look at the parking lot to make sure no one's touching my car or my fiance's car, because I just worry about this all the time.
Sleep over
I lose sleep over this.
You lose your peace of mind when this
I have.
Happen.
What do I do? How do I fix this? Do I have to move?
Do you have to move?
Do I have to move because of this? Is this forcing me out of downtown Cleveland?
Is this a vehicle that you love? Is that why you have this stick shift car?
No, it's a vehicle that I bought and own, and it's nice, and I don't have a car payment right now because I paid the car off.
You have to make.
I do have a window payment I have to make next week when I finally get that fixed.
It's got to be impossible for seven.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Yeah.
14-year-olds will steal that thing. None of them know how to drive stick. When's the last time, when's the last time you've heard of a stick shift automobile? That was a late model vehicle. Not a work truck, not a classic car, none of it. I mean, I know how to drive stick. I haven't driven stick in 20 years.
Yeah. They're not common. And no. I mean, my car, it's a 2016. It was made in 2016. It's not like it's an old car.
That's not even that old. Yeah.
No. I bought it new in 2017.
Did you talk to your landlord?
Yeah, and there's issues all over, but they have cameras set up that I don't think the cameras are very good.
Well, there's plenty of
people. Do you have a garage close at all?
No, not really.
So you can't even put it
in? There's not a garage that I could realistically park in and walk to my apartment.
So you want to move out?
What choices do I have?
Lease up?
No, we just re-signed.
Oh, well, then
we re-signed like a week before my car got broken into.
What are you going to do now? I guess you're stuck. There's nothing you can do. Get a club. Remember the club?
The club don't stop the rocks from coming through the windows.
Yeah, is that going to stop people from breaking the window?
But if they see the club, maybe they're just going to go, I don't know what that thing is because it's been 30 years since the club.
Let me get a closer look. Break out the window.
I'm confident they're not going to be able to steal the car because they don't know how to drive stick shift.
Yeah, but they can't. But you see a great big red club on the steering wheel. You don't necessarily see the stick shift until it's too late.
How would you feel about just leaving your doors unlocked?
I don't even know if they check.
Okay, that might be the best idea. As terrible as that is to admit,
it might be
the best idea.
It might be.
No, there was a guy up the street. He left his car unlocked twice.
Like, you don't ever leave your...
And they just broke it in.
You don't ever leave your clubs in the back or anything, do you?
I used to, and then once my car got broken into the first time, every time I golf, I bring my clubs upstairs every time because I'm not going to...
Yeah, you got
to... I'm not going to leave it in there. I try and leave as little stuff as possible in my car.
Dustin in Parma, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Dustin.
Yo, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing okay. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny, got a solution to your problem, buddy.
What is it?
Viper remote start and security. It's like $650 to get it installed, and it's like $120 a year, but it'll alert you on your phone if anybody's tampering with it. You can put like a lock on it. Like it's dope.
Viper, so that, he wrote it
Viper.
Down.
Viper, yes.
Yeah, that way you don't have to wake up three times a night to check on your car.
Sounds
if
cool.
If somebody's messing with it, it'll
my phone will wake me up
to let you know.
It's got a good name.
Okay.
I think it's worth checking into.
Thank you. I will look into that. I will look into that. Thank you very much.
All right. Hopefully the landlord can't do nothing about it, so I don't know why I keep saying about the landlord.
It'd be nice, but
they ain't going to do nothing.
No, what are they going to do?
Nope.
Maybe you and your fiance take shifts. Put a lawn chair down there. You take shifts watching the vehicles.
That's how they're going to live.
That's how this we do it in now. The military, damn it. That's how you're going to do
this
it.
This is our life now.
Got to keep them secured.
Do the Guardians need to sweep the Pirates?
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to sweep the Pirates?
For me to feel good about them, yeah.
Oh, for the love of God. So if they take 2 out of 3 against the Pirates, you're not going to feel good about the Guardos?
Feel okay. But, I mean, look at their schedule coming up.
It's a tough schedule.
It's a tough schedule coming up. I don't feel good about those games. I don't feel good about where they stand right now with only a one-game lead in the division, plus Kansas City has the tiebreaker over them.
Mm.
If they win all 3 games against Pittsburgh, I'll start to feel good about this team. They would have had 1-4 straight going back to Kansas City for what is a huge series.
Yeah.
If they win 2 out of 3, and I don't remember who the Royals
get a little
play. It
bit
might
more
be Minnesota.
Cushion for the pushing for the division title.
You need a little bit of breathing room. You do. And there's not many opportunities.
Royals are in Houston right now.
They lost last night to the Astros, so they're 1.5 games back. You got a little bit more breathing room.
Extend it.
Yeah.
A little bit, but I would feel good if they swept this team. If they don't, if they take 2 out of 3, I'll feel okay. Anything less than that, it's a failure.
Well, the Pirates are garbage juice.
And the Guardians are missing Paul Skeens.
If they lose, if they lost 2 of 3, obviously we'd be in freakout mode a little bit. If they win 2 of 3, I'm not feeling as good as what I would if they won a sweep, but obviously everybody feel great with a sweep. I just don't think they need to necessarily sweep the Pirates, but it seems like such easy pickings before you go on the road and you take on Kansas City, then L.A., and then the White Sox are terrible, but we've had trouble with the White Sox this year. So that plays into it as well. So I'm not going to say they have to. But if they take 2 out of 3, it's like that one game in there.
You're just going to
left. And it kind of sticks in your craw because you got a 3-game series coming up against Kansas City on the road. You don't want to go through that.
I think they're okay going 2 out of 3. The Royals have the Astros, the Guardians, the Twins, the Yankees in a row.
That's a tough stretch for them.
We're at the point of the season where not only are we watching our team, we're scoreboard watching the other team for sure.
Oh, yeah. And that's how it's going to be the rest of the way.
And you also have to watch the Twins, too. You have to watch and see what the Twins are doing. The Twins, their schedule is they are playing the Braves right now.
They got us eventually.
Well, they just got swept by the Braves.
No,
I believe.
Sorry. They're playing the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Royals, the Angels. They have a much easier schedule than we do or than the Twins do. They're the ones, or than the Royals do. I think the Twins are the ones you got to keep your eye kind of on a little closer because they're still floating around, too.
Am I wrong? I'm not scared of the Twins. Am I wrong for that? Like, I'm much more fearful of Kansas City.
I don't think you should be flipping towards them. I don't think that's the answer.
Kansas City has, Bobby Witt Jr., you got to worry about.
He's
Salvador
awesome.
Perez, you still got to worry about. And I think that guy's 50 right now. So.
Oh, at least 127 years old.
And he just hits bombs against Cleveland.
Yes. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Nathan Zagura going to join us. We'll talk Browns and Jim Donovan stepping away with him coming up at 9. Up next, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Why did things stall with Brandon Ayuk? Was it better that we didn't get Brandon Ayuk on this football team? And who's going to be playing left tackle next Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? That's all coming up. Ken Carmen, Danny Cunningham in for Tone, and the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.